How can you get rid of resentment? Resentment is a feeling that it's inside of you because somebody told you something, somebody did something to you, or something happened in your life that you cannot and you don't want to accept. And therefore, it generates in your insides resentment to that, because this happened and this should not happen to me, etc., etc. There's a very simple, actually, it sounds simple, but it's a work that you have to do inside of you. It's a very simple way, there's a very simple way of getting rid of resentment. And the idea is like this. If you're conscious that God is the only one that manages his world, he's the boss, so to speak, and everything that happens in his world is because he somehow arranged it to happen, that means every single thing you hear, every single thing that happens around you is God giving you a message. It's not something unfair that this happened to me. It shouldn't have happened. I have my merits. So why is this happening to me? No, don't think that way, because that's actually is going to generate resentment. However, in a different way, if you think from a different angle that God is trying to tell you a message, are you getting the message or not? Through understanding that every single message that God sends you is for your benefit, is for your good, then you're not going to have resentment. And we learned this from Joseph HaTzadik, when he was sold to Egypt as a slave, almost killed, etc. Then he found his brothers, and he could have had resentment, and he could have killed his brothers. Nobody would have said anything. He was like the viceroy of the whole Egypt. So nobody would have complained against him that he killed a bunch of guys. So on the other hand, what did he do? He told his brothers, don't be afraid. I'm not angry at you. I don't have resentment. Why? Because God sent me here in order to give you food. Because God knew, of course, that there were years that was going to be a hunger, etc., etc. So God thought in advance to send me here through you, of course, through you selling me, through me suffering, etc., etc. But God sent me here to give you food, to sustain you and my father, etc., etc. So this way we see that Yosef took all the bad happenings that happened to him, because this guy did something, this other guy did something, etc., etc., and he turned it into a godly plan for the whole creation. So this is the way you can work on yourself to try to understand, what is God trying to tell me by this happening that I don't like? Okay, but don't generate resentment. God is giving you a message, and for sure, because God is good, this message and this idea is for your good.